Good evening. Let's come to order and go on the record. I'm Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland of the North Carolina Utilities Commission. And with me, I'm the presiding commissioner for this hearing. And with me this evening is Commissioner Jeffrey A. Hughes. I now call for hearing docket numbers W1328-4 and W1040-10 in the matter of application for transfer of public utility franchise of Bear Den Acres Development, Inc. to Redbird Utility Operating Company, LLC, doing business as Redbird Water, filed pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-111 and Commission Rule R7-37. On December 3rd, 2020, Bear Den Acres Development, Inc., hereafter called Bear Den, filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to transfer to Redbird Water its public utility franchise and seeking approval of rates for water utility service to Bear Den Acres Development. On January 5th, 2022, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearing, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring customer notice. On March 2nd, 2022, the public staff and Redbird filed a settlement agreement and stipulation purporting to resolve all contested issues in this docket. On March 18, 2022, the public staff filed the testimony of D. Michael Franklin in support of the stipulation. And on March 18, 2022, Redbird filed the supplemental testimony of Josiah Cox in support of the stipulation. On March 21, 2022, Redbird and the public staff filed a joint motion requesting the commission to issue an order canceling the evidentiary hearing, approving the stipulation, approving bond, and approving transfer and rates. On March 24th, 2022, the Commission issued an order denying the joint motion. The Commission held the expert witness hearing on March the 28th, 2022, as scheduled. No public witness hearing was held before March the 28th because prior to that time, the Commission was aware of three customer statements having been filed by customers. But sometime in May, after the evidentiary hearing, the Commission learned that 9 additional consumer protests regarding the matter had been timely filed. I believe there were 2 prior ones. 9 additional were filed, therefore bringing the total number of consumer protests to 11. On May 19th, the public staff filed a request for a public hearing asserting that 11 customers out of a total of about 50 served by the Bear Den system represents a significant number of protests. On July 1st, 2022, the Commission issued an order scheduling this public hearing to be held by remote means in 2 sessions, one beginning at 1:30 and the other beginning at 6:30 p.m. today. The Commission ordered that the notice of public hearing to customers be mailed to both the billing address and service address of all affected customers, and delivered to all occupied campground lots and posted to all physical communication boards and restroom doors of Bear Den Campground within 10 days of the date of the order. In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time whether any commissioner has any known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. The record will reflect that no commissioner identified any conflict. I now call upon counsel for the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Good evening, Commissioners. Dan Higgins with Burns Day and Fresnel, appearing for Redbird Utility Operating Company.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
Good evening, Megan Yost with the public staff, appearing on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Thank you, Ms. Yost. And that brings us to our purpose tonight, which is to hear from the company's customers regarding their concerns about Bear Den's request to transfer the franchise to Redbird Water, or regarding the rates proposed to be charged by Redbird following the transfer. Let us discuss the procedures that we will follow. and I urge each witness who plans to testify to listen closely so that we can abide by these procedures. First, the public witnesses will be appearing by audio connection only. The commissioners and the attorneys will be appearing by video and audio. Any public witness or member of the public who wishes to follow a live video stream of the proceeding may access it on their electronic devices or computers by way of YouTube, which is linked from the commission's homepage, which is at www.ncuc.net. However, should you choose to follow this proceedings on another electronic device or computer, when you are called to testify by phone, in order to avoid feedback, we would ask that you please be sure you mute your other device. And that way we'll avoid interference with the audio on the WebEx internet feed. This hearing is being transcribed by a court reporter, and it is critical that we have no interference with her ability to hear and transcribe word for word all that is being said. So unless you're providing testimony or speaking for the record, please stay on mute. And be advised that our WebEx administrator will mute you if there's an inadvertent unmuting or if we start to have interference or background noises. The public witnesses will be called on to testify in the order that they called in. We are not able to do so in the order of registration due to technology limitations, but we wish that we could do it that way. Now, when it is your turn to speak and we are calling on you for your testimony, you will hear, you will be unmuted, and you should hear two beeps indicating that you have been unmuted. And once I know that someone is on the phone line, I am required to have you affirm that the testimony you will provide will be the truth. And then the attorney from the public staff will take it from there, get your information from the record, and help us get your testimony and your statement on the record. After your testimony is complete, the public staff attorney, the attorney for the company, and the commissioners may have questions for you to help us understand your testimony and be sure that it is clear that we have heard what you wanted to tell us. If there are no questions, you should not read anything into it other than we think we have understood your testimony and we don't have any follow-up. This second session of the public hearing will end no later than 10:30, but it might end earlier if we've heard from all the witnesses who've called in by that time or before then. Each witness will have up to 5 minutes to testify, and we think we'll be able to hear from everybody under those parameters. So, all right, we are ready to begin. Would you please unmute the first witness for this evening? Hello?
Me? Yeah, this is Tori Jackson.
All right, Ms. Jackson, do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Jess?
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Jackson. Could you please state your full name and address for the record?
Lori Ann Jackson. Can I use the post office box?
I believe the commission typically wants the service address, but I'll defer to Commissioner Brown Bland on that.
Okay. No, that's fine. The service address is, phase one, lot six is what I go by because I don't have an address there per se. I know there's a 911 address, but I don't really use it. So it's Bear Dan Overlook, but I'm not sure what the actual number is.
That's sufficient. Thank you.
Actually,
I found it here. I'm sorry. It's 38 Overlook Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Jackson, do you have a statement you would like to deliver to the commission?
Yes, ma'am. It's right at 5 minutes, so yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead, please.
This is a little bit off, not the subject, but I'm like, please consider this a formal complaint regarding Redbird's unethical business practices during the Bear Den water acquisition. Communications is important in business and customer relationships. Communications has been non-existent from the start of the Redbird water system acquisition initiated in December of 2020. The only correspondence received from the Redbird has been notices that were required from the North Carolina Water Commission. The first notice was received on February 4, 2022. Because of their incompetence, the notice was sent to the service address, not the billing address, which made the delivery 2.5 weeks late. Of course, this would have been a great opportunity to introduce Redbird Utilities to Bear Den owners, but that didn't happen. Fast forward to July 1st, 2022, when the commission required Redbird to mail out a notice for customers to testify. The time-sensitive notice was received on July 18th, 2022. Why did it take 17 days to get this notice? This gave the owners 3 days to sign up to testify. The envelope was not time-stamped. Redbird had no identification on the outside of the envelope. It looked like typical junk mail. Needless to say, there was no letter from Redbird enclosed. Now, I watched and read the YouTube hearing on March 28th. Page 68, line 23, and page 69, line 4, Mr. Cox stated under oath that Redbird had sent written notifications to their future customers. I didn't get anything. Did anybody else get anything? Am I the only future customer that didn't receive written notification besides what was required from the state? Does anyone see a pattern of Redbird's business procedures? Would you want this company providing your drinking water? Now, Redbird claims that their rates are based on the average of 1,500 gallons per month. I have written proof from December 2018 through December 2021 that shows I used 1,832 gallons for 3 years. That's 600 gallons a year, or 55 gallons per month. Where is the data that shows that the average owner is using 1,500 gallons per month? Has Mark Krause provided insufficient water usage data to Redbird? Mark Krause knows exactly how much water Bear Den residents are using. Just ask him for the actual customer usage bill that are sent out every 3 months. I believe you would see the usage is way lower than 1,500 gallons a month. Where is the proof? After all, this is what Redbird's rate increase is based on. Where are the facts? Someone, somewhere, is being misled or misinformed. Maybe this is not of importance, but Mark Krause owns 8 plus or minus rental units in the acreage, and yes, these units may consistently use 1,500 gallons a month because they house up to 8 people, and I believe there are hot tubs available. But this is not the average customer. Shouldn't Mark Krause be considered a commercial customer? Is this where the 1,500 gallons of water per month came from? Page 60, line 20, at the expert hearing. One of the questions Commissioner Brown Bland asked Mr. Cox was how his company found the 50-unit Bear Den water system. I figured since Mark Krause had relocated from the St. Louis, Missouri area, that he made a call to the Redbird Utility Company to ask for their assistance. So I was surprised to hear Mr. Cox say that Redbird did his research and discovered Bear Den Acres, page 60, line 24, through page 62, line 1. That indeed was great research data, and I would say a heck of a coincidence. I never realized the Bear Den water system was in such distress and so troubled, according to Mr. Cox, page 104, line 22, through page 108. On page 104, line 7, at the expert hearing, Commissioner Brown Bland said, aside from the testimony of Redbird, there was no record that the Bear Den owners were unhappy with current service. I totally agree with her statement. This is a fact. Mark Krause wants to get out of the water utility business at Bear Den, and he found a way out, by hook or by crook. Thank you for listening to a Bear Den owner since 1998. That's it. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Yes, do you have questions?
I do. Ms. Jackson, you referred to a 1,500 gallon number, and I believe what you were referring to was listed in the notice to customers at the top of the second page. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's where it says, based on an average usage of approximately 1,500 gallons per month, the monthly water utility bill is $37.57?
Correct.
Okay, so are you aware that the 1,500 gallons that's mentioned in that sentence is an amount that was used to calculate an example bill based on the currently approved rates, and that customers will be billed based on the base charge plus their actual usage, which may be more or less than 1,500 gallons per month?
I guess I was not aware of that. I guess I'm seeing red when I see the bill goes up twice as much and they're going to ask for an immediate increase 2 years later without even knowing what's going on.
I understand. There are a lot of numbers in that notice. And I want to offer you the telephone number of Mike Franklin, who's an engineer with our water, sewer, and telephone division. He would be happy to answer any questions you have or clarify the numbers and rates that appear in that notice. His number is 919-715-2666.
Okay, thank you.
That's the only question I have. Thank you.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Megan Yost. I'm a staff attorney with the public staff.
Okay, thank you, Megan.
All right, Mr. Higgins, do you have questions for the witness?
Sorry, I was muted. Ms. Jackson, Dan Higgins for Redbird. Did you file an email? Did you send an email to the Utilities Commission on or about February 28th regarding this docket, voicing your complaints?
I probably did. I don't know exactly the date without getting back online. I think I'm on record for two different letters to the committee or commission.
Okay, yeah, subject to check. I believe the date was February 28th. Those are all the questions I have.
All right,
thank you, Mr.
Hughes. Commissioner Hughes, do you have any questions? All right, Ms. Jackson, we thank you for your testimony, and you may be excused.
And I will say you did a great job on YouTube. That was fantastic. So no matter what happens, I think you did a fine job, Ms. Bland.
Thank you. All right, could you unmute the next witness? Hello? All right. Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yes.
Good evening, ma'am. Could you please state your full name and address for the record?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Gail Closey, and my address is at Bear Den. It's also 38 Overlook Drive, Phase 1, Lot 6.
Thank you. And do you have a statement that you'd like to provide to the commission this evening?
I just have a couple of questions, if you don't mind. It's not really a statement. Kind of a statement, but if you don't mind.
If you'd like to go ahead with your statement, yes, please.
Sure. I had a question about the 1,500 per month, but you just answered that to the other girl. I just had a question about, I hope when they take over that they will check and bill us for what we use, because we certainly don't want them to assume that we all use the $1,500 per month or per gallon. Also, they said they wanted to make improvements. I don't mind people making improvements, but first they need to take over, look at the situation. We have not had any problems with the meters that are already there or any water that we're using. So So I hate to see them go in here and rip off a lot of stuff that's going to maybe charge us more money. So I'm just concerned about that. And actually, I mean, that's, you know, kind of all I have to say. I just, you know, I'm very upset that they came in the way they did. And I've never seen them come around our property or leave anything on our doors that we could get back to them and say thank you. But that's the way it is. So I thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Closey. Ms. Yes, do you have questions for the witness?
Just one. Ms. Closey, so you said that you didn't have any problem with your meters or your water. We heard some testimony at the earlier hearing from witnesses who said that they sometimes had differing degrees of discolored water. Is that something you've ever experienced?
Yes. What happens from the past is if they have a problem, they turn their water system off to make corrections or take care of a situation. And then when they turn the water back on, yes, there is a little bit of discoloration, but it doesn't last. You run, you know, run the water and it clears up within 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my only question. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Higgins?
I don't have any questions for Ms. Closey.
Mr. Hughes. Ms. Closey, do you drink and cook with the water?
I do.
And do you use any type of filtration system at your residence?
Yes, I do. Not to shower, but I use, when I cook, I don't. But when I drink the water from the faucet, I do have two pure filters in my kitchen, and I use fill them, and when I make coffee in the morning, I use that water. When I drink and take pills or anything, I use that water.
All right. And do you recall having heard or having been informed that Redbird would begin to take over the billing from Bayardian?
I heard they were going to, but I have no idea when or what's happening. So not a lot of us, I don't think, are informed very much of what's going on.
All right. All right, thank you. Any questions on commission's questions?
No questions.
All right, Ms. Closey, thank you for coming on tonight, and you are excused.
Thank you, and thank you for your time. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, can we unmute the next witness, please?
Hello.
Hello. Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Yes.
Good evening. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Tammy Rushing. And I've always known my lot is lot number 9, phase 1. It's on Overlook Drive. And I was told the new address is lot number 37, I guess for 911 purposes. But, you know, there's not communication really regarding anything between Mark and us with that. So I assume it's lot number 37 now. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a statement you'd like to provide?
Yes, I do. All the concerns that the two lot owners previously spoke about are my biggest concerns. I don't want to, you know, reiterate all those. But the biggest thing is that there's been, and it almost seems intentionally done, that we have not been properly or, you know, for lack of a better word, ethically communicated with about what has been going on with Redbird, with the acquisition, with, just as Lori said, I had 24 to 48 hours of notice about what this was going on tonight, and that if I wasn't signed up by whatever day, I was just out of luck. It came in an envelope that didn't have a date, time, anything. I assume Mark finally got that to us, and he knows that we receive our mail at our home addresses. I'm in Bessemer City, North Carolina. That's where we receive our water bills and other bills from Bairdian. I don't understand that ethical dilemma, and just giving us enough time to be informed, and then therefore, you know, what complaints we have, and just to be able to share those with you guys. I've been there a lot owner since 1995. I have, over the past 4 years, I use approximately 354 gallons a month. And you know, we're not sure how much that's going to increase, and whether the increase is actually to a base rate versus the usage rate. In the original deed of the association, you know, it's supposed to be a not-for-profit organization, you know, not-for-profit business as far as the water goes. And we were restricted from being able to have wells placed on our property. I would like to know, is that going to change? Because if I'm going to end up paying 70 some dollars possibly for 300 and some gallons of water per month, I'm going to make the investment in myself and not, you know, Bairdian's Association or Redbird. So I would like to understand what they plan on the base rate being versus the usage rate, and how much water that would be for. Also, I was wondering, where is well number one, and where does it serve? What phase? Is it phase one? Is it phase two? Is it in the campground, even? Does any of that water go into the rented spaces Mark has there in the campground? We're not sure. Just would like to know what the benefit of any of these upgrades, or so-called upgrades, are going to be to any of the Bairdian owners. Don't mind. We love it up there, enjoy going, and don't mind paying a fair price for water. Absolutely not. But I've also heard a lot of and seen a lot of complaints about Redbird's water. When they've taken over service anywhere, I haven't heard positive things, and I have checked into that. So it's very concerning, very concerning. But all the other, what Gail and Lori have both specified to you, those are also, everything they have said are questions that I have as well.
All right, does that conclude your statement?
Now, one more thing. When we have met with Mark in the past, it was stated that in order for certain changes with things he had mentioned at a meeting, that it was going to take 100% consensus from all the owners. And so we just were, you know, if that's the way it's going to be with any other issue, we're just wondering why it wouldn't be the same thing, and why there wouldn't be better communication about any possible changes with the water situation. That concludes my statement.
All right, Ms. Yes.
Yes, Ms. Rushing, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I provided the telephone number for Mike Franklin, who's an engineer with the Public Staff's Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division.
Can I make sure I got that right?
Okay. It's 919-715-2666. And happy to talk with you about the rates or any of the numbers that appear in the notice that you have questions about.
Okay.
I don't have anything further for Ms. Rushing.
All right, Mr. Higgins?
No questions for Ms. Rushing.
All right, Commissioner Higgins? Any questions?
No questions.
All right.
Can I make one other statement or no?
I'll let you, but let me ask you this question just to clarify for me. You mentioned about a meeting that was requiring 100% consensus. Could you explain that once more for me and what that was about?
Well, and some of the others could probably give you the exact date, but it was soon after Mark had taken over. I think it was October 2 years ago. We had a meeting, and it was about, I guess, the status, the updates he was making to the campground and things going on and what the new phase one versus phase two, like road maintenance prices, et cetera, were, and things, you know, it didn't have to do with the water, but
all right,
some of us went to a meeting. So it didn't have to do with the water, per se.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, there were some complaints about maybe people having water that wasn't clear initially when they were getting to their campers. And, but like Gail said, they put clears up. You know, we haven't had any complaints.
Okay. All right. Any questions on commission's questions?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
All right. Ms. Rushing, we thank you for your testimony, and you may be excused.
Thank you.
All right. The next witness, please.
Hello?
Hello. You affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Yes.
Good evening. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Tracy Ballard. It's phase one, lot five. I do not know the new address. That has never been communicated with us that we have a new address.
That's fine, thank you. And do you have a statement you'd like to provide?
Yes, I would just reiterate that everything that Gail and Lori and Tammy have all said is the same concerns that we have. We have been there since 1987, have never had any issues with the water. Our water usage on the average is anywhere from 0 to 360 gallons a month. So, and our main concern is the price that is listed in the letter at $73.44. That is confusing. Is that on top of, is that a base charge? That's what we can't understand. What is that charge and where is that coming from?
You have anything else you want to tell us?
Just the lack of communication. Like Gail and Tammy and Lori all said, we were not communicating. The timeliness of the letters were very short. We got like a 2-week notice. The first that we heard of it was mid-February of any changes. It just seems to be that we're being blindsided, or it's just kind of being swept under the rug as to not let us know what's going on.
All right.
And we've never had issues with our water. We drink out of the spigot. We have no issues with drinking the water straight from the faucet.
All right, thank you for that. So, Ms. Ballard, I know that you and some of the other witnesses have had a few questions. And this, as I usually tell the witnesses at public hearing, this proceeding is in the nature of a court proceeding. And so just like in a court where the judge doesn't answer questions, this is your opportunity to tell us what you want us to know. However, usually the company and both the public staff are always happy to assist and to answer questions. And so they've heard your questions. It's been taken down on the transcript. And Ms. Yost was giving out the name of the public staff engineer who's looked into this matter and investigated. His name is Michael Franklin. And she has given out the number. She'll give it out again in a minute. But he'll be happy to answer those questions about rates. From the earlier hearing, it's already been stated on the record that the rates that Redbird seeks to have approved upon transfer are the existing current rates that you have. The other rates that are projections for the future speak to the future, but Mr. Franklin can answer more about that, and he will be happy to do that for any customer of the system. Ms. Yost, would you give that number out?
Yes, Mr. Franklin's number is 919-715-2666.
And Ms. Yost, if you have anything to add or if I misstated anything there, please correct me or add at this time. And following that, if you have questions for this witness, please go ahead.
I don't have any additions or corrections or questions. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Higgins, do you have questions for Ms. Bow?
No, ma'am, no questions.
Commissioner Hughes? All right, Ms. Ballard, we appreciate you joining us tonight for this public hearing and expressing your views. Glad you could do it, and you may be excused.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness, please.
Hello?
Hello. Do you affirm that the testimony you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Ms. Yost.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Shelley Pierce, and my address is 384 Bear Cub Drive, Spruce Pine, North Carolina, 28777, also known as Lot 7 in Phase 2 of Bear Den Acres.
Thank you. And do you have a statement you'd like to provide?
I do. So we are one of the 8 or 9 full-time residents that live here, and we have not had many issues at all with our water. I do believe that most of the people that are having issues with their water is due to their location. They seem to be at the highest locations at the end of the line. The properties with the water issues are not being used full-time, so the water sits, and it's not a loop system. So the water is not being used regularly, so I believe it leads to sediment buildup. And thankfully, we have not had to deal with those issues. My personal concern is not with the purchase of the water system as much, although it's a little concerning hearing about the complaints about Redbird, but the excessive price hike. The letter I received stated they're going to replace a well pump at well number 1, existing piping in the well houses, which is PVC basically, and sight gauge on the water tank, which is a clear tube that has a float to see where the water level is. It seems very excessive to me that these repairs would warrant a $32 increase per month for 25 years, from what I understood from the letter. I'm all in favor of clean water. I just want comparable rates to the communities around us, and I don't want to be price gouged, you know. Our last quarterly bill here at Bear Den was $129 for 3 months. If it was billed at the rate of $73.44, our bill would go up to $220.32, and that's over a $100 increase for one quarter. This would put an undue hardship on every owner in our community. Most are seasonal residences and are only using water less than half the year, if that. We're a seasonal neighborhood, and our values up here are well under the average for our county. And this type of increase would also hurt our property values as well. I also want to express my concern that the letters are not being received in a timely manner. We received the letter for this hearing on July 19th, 2 days before the deadline on July 21st. And my husband was the one talking to all the neighbors that were here, and I don't believe any of them had received a letter when we got it on Tuesday. So that's Tuesday before the Thursday deadline. And at least he spoke with five or six people that were actually up here during that time frame, and he gave them copies of the letter. They had not received the letter. So I have big concerns on that. I thank you for your time and consideration, and especially the commission that is looking out for our best interests. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pierce. Ms. Yost, do you have questions?
Just one question. The letter that you received, was it mailed or hand-delivered, do you know?
It was in my mailbox. I did look for a stamp on it. I could not find anything. Like others have said, it kind of looked like junk mail. And we check our mail pretty much every day, so I know it wasn't sitting there. It was not hand-delivered. And I heard someone saying stuff about postings on bathhouses and that kind of thing. I do not believe any of that took place. We do have one little neighborhood board, but I don't know that anything's been put in there for years. So I do believe that there is definitely a communication problem and that people were not properly notified.
Okay, and do you recall seeing any meter, postal meter marks on the envelope?
I did not see any of that. Our mailboxes are kind of weird because we're in McDowell County, but Mitchell County delivers our mail, so our mailboxes are almost a mile away from our residences, so it's an odd situation, and but yeah, I didn't see anything on the envelope.
All right, thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Higgins.
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hughes?
No questions.
All right. Ms. Pierce, do you have any information or recollection of having been told that Redbird would soon be taking over the billing? Billing for the water service?
I haven't heard anything specifically on the billing. The last I heard about Redbird is they were servicing the tanks as of July. And that's all I've heard. But, you know, I haven't heard anything about billing. I'm just very concerned about the water bill increases and the work that's being done that doesn't warrant those type of increases.
All right. And just remind me, did you say that you're satisfied with the water service today?
Yeah, the water service has been fine for us, and we're not at the, you know, end of the loop or up high, so we haven't really had any issues with our water. And I drink it right from the faucet, and I do not have a filter other than my kidneys.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Ms. Pierce. Unless someone speaks up, I assume there's no further questions for this witness. All right, Ms. Pierce, thank you for coming.
All right, thank you
for attending, Ms. Pierce, and you may be excused.
Appreciate it.
All right. And do we have another witness?
Hello.
Hello. Do you affirm, sir, that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, Ms. Yes.
Good evening, sir. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Rodney Lamont. It's 400 Bear Club Drive, Spruce Pine, North Carolina. That's 28777. That is Lot 9 in Phase 2.
Thank you. And Mr. Lamont, do you have a statement you'd like to provide?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. As far as in reference to the notice to the customers of the community there for the water system, the first thing that I was looking at was capital improvements, including the replacement. And referring back to the replacements that they were saying that they were going to improve was well pump number one, the piping in the well houses, the site gauge on the water tank. And that was it in this letter, and the estimated cost for that was, the assessment was $19,535 annually, or it was the $3,256 a month for 25 years. That comes out to about $488,375 over the 25-year span. That sounds pretty excessive to replace those several items that I just mentioned. It kind of concerns me that with what they want to, or what they're assessing to be repaired, and this is an annual cost or whatever that's on top of your base facility charges and plus whatever usage there is in the water, it's like there's no guarantee that $19,535 a year will cover the cost of the infrastructure for 25 years. There's always going to be other damages. There'll be breakage. There'll be, you know, different things, which normally most companies would absorb those costs through their profits off their revenue. It doesn't look like that they're wanting to do that. And the way this reads, it looks to me like Redbird is basically wanting us to pay for their investment. I kind of wonder where's their investment at. It basically states that this is to allow Redbird to recover rates that are reasonable and depreciation expenses, allow Redbird the opportunity to earn a return that is approved by the commission. Well, again, you know, their profit margin will be based off of the base facility charges and the revenue that they're able to obtain, you know, month to month. If you look at the way this is laid out as far as the yearly rates, and I realize that this is not present, but they are asking for this transfer of the water system to be basically what has already been approved in the rate cases that was approved by Bear Den, however that reads. So with that being said, they also are stating in this notice that 14 months after their acquisition of the water system, that's when they are going to increase these rates, or they're going to ask for the increase. And the way this reads is the first year being $37.57, and then in the second year, after 2 months, in the third month, we're going to be looking at $73.44 there from now on for 25 years. And to me, based on those kind of rates, that almost sounds like a co-op. If they're going to do it that way and the commission is going to grant them this, then we basically ought to have co-ownership and we ought to receive a percentage of the profits from the revenue. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's what it sounds like, and that's normally how that works. So I don't really think this is a fair deal for the customers of this water system. I really think that, you know, that we're basically paying for their investment. I don't see where they're extending, you know, any expenses other than what we're paying them, and it just doesn't look right to me. Anyway, based on everything that I've said, and you know, I'll go ahead and cut it short. There's more to it than that, but I would say based on that, my opinion, I think the North Carolina Utilities Commission, I think they should deny transfer of the public utility franchise to Redbud Utility Operating Company, which is an LLC. That's another reason that I think it should be denied. And with that, I'll close. Thank you for your considerations.
All right, thank you, Mr. Lamont. Ms. Yost, do you have follow-up?
I don't have any questions, but I'm going to one last time offer the telephone number of Mike Franklin, engineer with our Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division, who can answer questions about the notice, especially about the rates listed in the notice. His telephone number is 919-715-2666.
All right. I do encourage those of you with questions to go ahead and call Mr. Franklin. You said you had no questions, Ms. Yost?
I do not.
Mr. Higgins?
No, ma'am. I don't have any questions for Mr. Lamont.
And Commissioner Hughes?
No questions either.
All right. Mr. Lamond, we appreciate your testimony, and you may be excused.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
That is all. No more. No more callers, Commissioner.
All right. Well, is there anything else that the parties have to bring to the commission's attention before we adjourn?
One, Commissioner Brown Bland, Ms. Yost shared with me the exhibits from the first session this afternoon. The three exhibits that were
Ms.
provided
Brooks.
By the witness, and they're fine. I have no objection to those being accepted into the record.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. Higgins. I will say, for the benefit of the public or anyone still watching these proceedings, that the company will file its responses to what it's heard and answer some of the concerns that have been raised, and the public staff will have an opportunity to respond to what the company submits, and you may follow these proceedings at our website at www.ncuc.net, and you use the docket number for the case to follow it and follow the transcript. As I could understand from some of the witnesses, some of the customers have already been doing. So with that, as I say, I encourage you to follow the proceedings, and we thank everyone for coming out and participating in these proceedings, and we will be adjourned.